Leia Esther. Yes, ma'am. Are we having class tonight? Do you know, Yasmin?
I guess so. That's what Hanok said last night.
Yeah, I completely missed last night, so.
No, yeah, he said that we're having classes tonight.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Is it just you, Jasmine?
No, there's someone else on already.
It's Leia Esther.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Good evening. We'll be starting in a minute.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
One more minute. join me in saying the Anabakoa? Anabakoa, Gedula Jumin Fam, Dati, Beruda. All of it, you know, you'd pass body. Kabel Rinat. Amchatzadzenu Sacharenu Dora. Kufrei Shayan, Sintet Nun. The letters of the month of Adar, the Gimel that created the planet Jupiter, the planet Tzedek, the planet of justice. And the Kuf that created the constellation Adar, or Pisces, or Dagim, the fishes. Together, the Kuf and the Gimel represent this very humorous image of a monkey riding on a camel. Nagibor, Dorte Yehudcha, Givava. Sham Raim Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin Parhem Tacharem Rachamei Sidkatcha Sham Gam Raim Betet Reish Tzadi Tav Gimel Chaskin Kadosh Vero Tuvcha Nae Adaha Tet Kuf Bet Tet Nunayan Shachib Dea Lampa Pene Zohre Kidu Shata Yud Gimel Lamed Hey Zion Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushmatsiakatenu Yodea Talupo Shin Kufav Dadi Yotah. We brought the energy of creation into our space. And now we will separate the right column energy from the left column energy using the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohe Wahe Adonai Yohe Wahe El Rachum V'chanun Erech Apayim V'ral Chesed V'emet Notzer Chesed L'alafim Nosea On Wafesha V'chata'a V'nakei. And now we're going to connect to the energy of the year of the goat, 5777, by saying two verses. First one that we will read is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. Tzot saduni katzipor o yavai chinam. When we take the first letter of these words, we're able to parse it into three Hebrew words, Tzatz Ki Ach, which means to appear like brothers. And when we take the last letter of each Hebrew word, we're able to permute it into two Hebrew words, Dir Yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. The second verse that we read to connect to this energy of the goat is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8, has embedded within it the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Zion, and each of these letters are separated by seven letters each. Kim Ba Adonai Yohe Wahe Elohechem Hadevaku Kasher asitem ad hayom hazeh. There are also two verses that connect us to the year of the pause, 5776. And the first of those verses that we will read is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim ha'yulimat v'lo yachlu lehashit et kol ha'olot vayachaskum achechem ha'levim ad kelot hamlacha v'ad yitkadshu ha'kohanim. Ki ha-levim yishrei levav lehitkadesh me ha-kohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first word, letter of each word, we're able to permute it into eight names of God. Adonai Yohe Wahe La La He Wa 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 Yo la yo ala me, hey hey hey, aka a, reka ha. The second verse that we will read to connect to the year of the pause is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Idhu ba Adonai yo he wa he, ade ad ki bia. Yo hey Adonai, yo hey wahe, tzur olamim. Now we're going to connect to the year of that swallows death forever, the year 5775. There are three verses that connect to this. The first is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kamalo ishe mimeni lo tarpeni ad biliruki. The second that we will read is 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru udu mikol hamachavoiya asher yitchabe sham v'shavtem elai el nachom. And the third verse is also for Job. It's chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetzach Yoved Roav Yom Ruayo. And the year that connects to the energy of peace in the Middle East is 5774. There's only one verse that connects to that energy, and that's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wesamti makom le'amili Yisrael Untati vishakan takta vilo yirgaz od vilo yosifu vene avlala anoto ka'asher barishona. We're now going to scan the 72 names of God. Now we'll scan the 72 names from the Tzaddikim. And The Sadiqim who left this day, the third day of the Dar, Rabbi Achai bar Rav Huna, Rabbi Meir, known as the Maharam, Rabbi Mordechai Leib Mann, Rabbi Leib Therez, Rabbi Abraham Blumenkrantz. In the eighth verse of the Anna B'Koach, we say in a whisper, today's class is a Tikkuni Zohar class. You can find that on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix, the last row, the second column from the left. When you open up that landing page, it has a list of the Tikkuni Zohar sections of classes. Today's class is class 10, section 12. And we will open by, I will read some of the verse in Aramaic, and then we will scan the balance of the section in Aramaic, and then start to read the English. I will keep you informed of where we are in the scanning and the reading, and we will start with a L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud Kudsha Barichu Ishkinte Bid Hilu Urchimu Hilu Hilu Urchimu Leachta L'shem Yud He Bavav He Biyehuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Vayhi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Konaneh Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Konanehu Tiyof Ton Alon Hagina Min Galuta Ela Azot Adahu Diktiv Viaf Gam Zot Vechiyutam Peretz Ivayhem Wigomer Unvaya Amar Bagina Kadhaza Benavo Benavota Tuchata De Israel Tikifa Amar Zot Eshev El Aviv Gomer Vizod LeYehuda VeYomar. We're on the third line, four, starting three words from the left. And we're starting to scan. Speaking of this refers to the kernel of which all inquiries are directed towards. This kernel is the destination and its starting point. It is through the operation of the Shekhinah that this is revealed. In all inquiries, including the Sephirot, themselves, and the vowel points, the cantillation notes all reveal what this is now, specifically seen from the aspect of the Cholem. The numerical equivalent of words and phrases, regardless of their method of reckoning, exists purely for the relationships that may be shown in their comparisons. These relationships point to the various aspects of the divine in all things. The letters from Shemot 28:12. Please hold on. I will start in a second. From Shemot 28:12 refers to the vowel points, but also indicates the nation of Israel, since by rising above we negate the effects of the Yetzer Hara, concentrating thereby on holiness and making that the object of our intended meditation. Shemot 28:12 is the story of Jacob's ladder that goes from the earth to the heavens. And this is a whole different understanding than most people have ever heard. It's essentially saying that the ladder represents the different vowel points, but looking at it through the one idea of one of the vowels. The fifth mitzvah is to hold sacred that holiness which comes about through prayer. Its focus is therefore internal and does not embrace the outer world against which the 39 prohibitions are to guard against. The sacred daughter is prayer, and the result of prayer, that is a cognizance of the Shekhinah, that is a current upon which prayer travels. The 39 prohibitions are what we do not do on Shabbat. They're all creative aspects. They're all things that were done when the temple was in existence. And here's a whole different idea, different understanding, that prayer travels like electricity, current. Hold on a second, please. I'm sorry for the interruptions. As I was saying, the whole idea that prayer rises to heaven by following the chords, the current, the pattern of the like electricity flows through the wires. It's a whole different understanding. I'm continuing to read. The Shekhinah flows through all 10 of the Sephirot, which are called the many Sabbaths, holiness transforms itself into the object of its awakening. The mystery of the borders, excuse me, yeah, the mystery of the observance of the Sabbath is spoken of and compared to the limits and borders of the sea. Our thoughts reside within that sea called consciousness, numerous beyond counting, and all of them, like the children of Israel, are sacred to Hashem. They, our thoughts, are the Torah of our lives. Now, if we are not mindful of these thoughts during the Sabbath or the time of reflection, then what is their purpose? The Sabbath is the time of cohesion, or the coming together of thought into a unified whole, and is indeed the time and space for this covenant of unity, wherein we reflect upon our thoughts in order to make sense of them and to unify them above. During the Sabbath, we bind those thoughts that have been issued in error, or the warned ox. During the parasha of Mishpatim, there's a section of talking about an ox that gores and warning the owner to make sure the ox can't get out and do it again. That's what the warned ox is referring to. What is the result of such unification and such binding? It is the awareness of the Shekhinah that is revealed in the divine name. Therefore, the delight of the Shabbat is in fulfilling the recognition that we are tied intimately to our consciousness, and that we make repairs to that consciousness by binding and purifying the bad and opening ourselves up to the good that we have been thinking about. It lies within our domain to both rise above and to overcome within. When we rise above consciously, we unify with that which is continuously rising above, which is symbolized by Chesed. Now, the river that emerges is the Shekhinah, the unifying current that waters the garden, which is in effect our consciousness.
Did you buy one
pack of cheese? No. Okay. You got two. Okay. Will you be up in an hour?
Yeah.
I'll call you. Again, I apologize for the delay. Now, the river that emerges is the Shekhinah, that the unifying current that waters the garden, which is in effect our consciousness. And this is a whole other idea as well, that our thoughts and our consciousness and who we are, our desire to receive, is the Garden of Eden. Remember, the Torah has 70 understandings, 70 different ideas for every concept. The only thing we can compare this connecting influence is to the holiness above, about which we have no comprehension of other than as an experience of faith. It is called Mufia because we cannot conceive of a thought that would emanate from there, even though we are the recipients of this higher flow. We say, yes, there is, and then let go, becoming the channel, which is of the fields of mind that are nurtured by holiness. A curious phenomena occurs during Torah study when we make the leap of faith from one part to another, sensing and then knowing with an innate certainty the connections that we have just established. These moments of awakening are powered by this dew that is a drop of the Shekhinah, making you aware of its essence and giving you a taste of holiness. It is this dew that opens the mind for its highest awakening, literally bringing into being those pathways via which you travel in the realms of holiness. And furthermore, and the wise will shine in the sixth mitzvah, found in the word Bereshit Bayit, is there? This is what is said. Yea, the sparrow hath found a house, which is a bayit, and the swallow, the drawer, a nest for herself, where she may lay her young. I will make one comment of the swallow, which is the Hebrew word drawer. There are certain species of swallow that literally steal the eggs of sparrows and then sit on those eggs until they hatch. This is a form of chesed, so that the sparrow who would not be able to stay on the eggs can have some this other bird sitting on its own eggs, its own young. But this is the way nature has developed. Hashem has created it, and this is kind of what this verse in the Tikkuni Zohar is hinting at, that our thoughts don't really come from ourselves, comes from outside of ourselves, but we nurture the thought, and then we can help manifest the thought. That's the end of section 12A. Does anybody have any questions? Section 12B, we're going to scan the Aramaic, and then we'll read the English. Please start scanning. Section 12b. The concept of drawer or bird and its nest or the bird its house refers to the idea that out of chaos the natural state of being is to produce order. This is to say that if a drawer bird will have its nest, how much more so will we build our house of prayer or house of study? It is the agency, then, of the masters of Torah, Mishnah, and Kabbalah to continuously elicit the response of the Shekhinah, building pathways within that open the soul to its own holy connection. Creation proceeds via the letters that are woven inside of the consciousness of the primordial person. The archetype that is coexistent with the Garden of Eden. These letters are made up of the colors, the intention of a person, which then determines the events that come into being. Now there's a tremendous hint here, because our emotions change colors. Our thoughts don't really change colors, but our emotions do. And here the Tikkuni Zohar is telling us that as we change colors, meaning as we change emotions, that is what our intention is. And the power of our emotions, which causes the changing of the colors, the deepening, the lightening, and so forth, that becomes our intention, and that's what powers our prayers. The words we say is one thing, but the intention is where the power comes from. From the color changes. And as a side note along these same discussion lines, there are entities, both positive and negative, that feed off of these changing colors, these changing emotions. And so many times the negative system will egg you on to become upset, to become emotional, because this is what they're feeding off of. The vowel points accentuate the intention, the colors that make up the background of firmament through which all that we see appears. The cantillation notes are the vehicles. The song is what carries it. They carry the letters with their colors and vowel points to the destination that is envisioned. All that we find is because of the active awareness of the Shekhinah that awakens through our Torah inquiry. We begin this process when we are open to the Shekhinah, which then illuminates the mysteries we are pondering. Marot, or visions called by extension the bitter sign, are the transformations of consciousness that take place upon the realization of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It is as if it at first an ordinary piece of quartz is transformed by shaping it into a prism that then reveals the colors already present. The letters are the building blocks of creation. First the bayit is built through visualization. First the house is built through visualization. In this visualization, this house or this temple contains the sephirot within it that connects in active emanation flowing from the point within the house, which is the dagesh, which turns out to be a keter, the sapphire that emanates the holiness from within. The wise that shine do so in like manner from the inspiration of the holy lamp. The sapphires that shine in the letter bet all emanate from one sapphire keter that is the dagesh within the letter bet. All emanation therefore partakes of the brilliance of this initial emanation. It is the recognition of the glory of God that illuminates these emanations, or these sephirot that follow. Therefore, it is wisdom that builds the house, meaning for the enlightened ones that their inspiration proceeds from the holy lamp. The three patriarchs received the initial inspiration that verifies and completes the Shekhinah. It is their revelations upon which Israel is built. Yachin and Boaz, the light and dark pillars, and their synthesis in the middle pillar, refer also to the three patriarchs. Their influence is the connection with the Shekhinah, whose connection is symbolized by the three hooks, the three vavs. Most people are not aware of it in modern days because the Kabbalists don't always refer to it. But the columns, we call it right column, left column, and central column. But they have three names. The Yachin is the right column. It is the column of light, the column of sharing. Boaz is the left column. It is the column that is dark, that is the desire to receive. And the central column is synthesizing these two aspects together to become the middle pillar, the middle column. And this refers to the names Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. And those three represent the three columns. But they also are the manifestation or the drawing of the light to be drawn down to Malchut. And these three columns represented by the three hooks or the three vavs. Now, the three vavs is the first name in the 72 names of the Tzaddikim. These three vavs have a gematria of 18, which is life. Eternal life comes through the tree of life, the three vavs. It comes through the right column, the left column, and the central column. This is the process of living, of learning to live eternally, to overcoming death. The last paragraph in section 12b. Hey, take from the middle pillar called the middle bar, called bars after its name. This is what is said. And five bars for the boards of the other side of the tabernacle. In the parasha of Truma, we describe, and then also in Vayikel, it's described how the tabernacle is built. And it specifies five bars. And people have to ask, why? Why five? And why is the middle of those five longer than the others? We will discuss it next week. While I realize we've delayed the class today with a lot of interruptions, and I apologize for that, I think the material that's being presented here tonight really takes contemplation. Does anybody have any questions? I wish you all shalom. Have a beautiful evening. Tomorrow at 4:30, we will have a mini Zohar class. And at 7 o'clock, questions and answers series. Shalom to all.
Shalom.
Shalom.